We've all heard of the Fortune 500, Fortune magazine's list of this country's biggest public companies. Today, a different list from a different magazine. Inc. magazine is out with its annual list of the fastest growing private companies in the United States. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Ryssdal. Kai, why the focus on private companies here?
Well, a couple of reasons, Alex. One is that a lot of these firms are eventually going to be public. A whole bunch of them that are now on the Fortune 500 list, public companies, made it to this one first. I'm talking Microsoft, Oracle, some real biggies. And the second and probably more significant reason is that 75% of all the new jobs in this country are being generated by smaller businesses like the ones on this list. And with the state of the labor market in this country being what it is, which is lousy, that is a pretty powerful statistic.
These are private companies. Where did they get their money? They're not selling stock.
Well, they're getting it in places you might not think of. Almost half of them got up and running with less than $20,000 in startup money. That's things like loans from mom and dad and using your own credit card to start your business. Barely 2% of them on the list, works out to about 10 companies, got actual venture capital from venture capital companies. And to top it off, they're selling a lot of whatever their product is that they're selling. They had combined revenue last year, these 500 firms, of $14.5 billion.
Well, if you'd like to get some of that money in the form of salary, where would you go? Where are these companies?
Well, you have to go to the places you'd probably expect to have to go. California's number one. Texas and Florida are number two. In terms of cities, Washington, D.C. has the highest number of Inc. 500 companies. One little macroeconomic indicator is that New York City lost 25 Inc. 500 businesses last year. That's a pretty good sign the economy there is not what it used to be.
Okay, so what are the companies that make the list?
I'll give you a couple maybe you've heard of. First of all, if you've ordered flowers over the internet, proflowers.com, that's number seven on the list. At number two is a company called Under Armour. They make what's called performance apparel. You've probably seen those ads with football players wearing their stuff like high-tech sweatshirts.
Uh-huh.
And number one on the list of fastest-growing companies in this country is a firm called American Biophysics. It's a bit misleading. Their signature product, it's a gizmo called the Mosquito Magnet. Looks a bit like an outdoor barbecue with one of those big propane tanks. But they do promise it will take care of all your mosquito needs, whatever they may be.
And how fast would you have to be growing? What kinds of growth rates are these companies showing in order to make the list?
Enormous. The firm that makes the Mosquito Magnet, 20,000% growth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big number. Anyway, we will have more on all things corporate from the Marketplace newsroom today. And with the release of car sales figures in this country, a story on used cars in the Russian Far East.
Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Kai.
Sure, Alex.